Welcome to the 21st. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Coming up later this hour, we will check in with libraries across Illinois that are working on alternatives to charging late fees for overdue books. And research shows dance and the arts can be beneficial for people living with Parkinson's. We'll hear about one of those classes that happens in Champaign-Urbana. But first, as of this morning, there are 105 COVID-19 cases spread across 15 counties in Illinois. Until March 30th, schools have been ordered closed, as well as restaurants for in-person dining. It's an effort to add physical distancing and stop the spread of the lethal disease. Today is also primary day in Illinois. Democratic voters are heading to the polls to decide whether they think Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders should challenge Donald Trump for the presidency in November. Five Republicans are vying to unseat U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. The impending retirement of Congressman John Shimkus in the 15th Congressional District has triggered a spirited primary. There are four Democrats and four Republicans in that race. Voters will also choose Republicans to face U.S. Representatives Sean Casten and Lauren Underwood in November. We wanted to know how county clerks around the 21st state are handling primary day. Joining us on the line right now, Thomas Ride, who is the executive director of the Peoria County Election Commission. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Also, Doug Johnson, he is the DeKalb County Clerk Recorder and the chief election official for DeKalb County. Welcome, Doug.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Kevin Haas, Metro Editor at the Rockford Register Star newspaper. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tom, let's start with you. How has turnout so far been today in the Peoria area?
It's been pretty slow. We're actually very slow for this type of election.
Let's head north now. Doug, what are you seeing as far as turnout in the DeKalb County area?
I would say DeKalb County is running about normal for a primary election today. We've had our morning rush of people that usually show up in the morning, and then, of course, we're getting close to lunchtime, which is another time when it comes in. But our early voting had a little pickup in the last 2 days prior to the election, and we're up a little bit on early voting. But as far as today, it's about normal.
And Kevin, your newspaper journalists have been out and about already today. What are they seeing in Rockford?
Well, definitely we're seeing our election judges taking on some new duties at the polls today. At the polling place that I went out to this morning, they hand you a pen at your first check-in, and you take that pen with you all the way through the process, hand it to someone at the end who then disinfects it, and they're encouraging everyone at each stop to stand 6 feet apart. Limiting the spread of the virus is definitely top of mind at all the polling places we're seeing here in Rockford.
Let's talk about election judges. We know that there's been a lot of concern about the cancellation of judges. Many happen to be older, the population that is most at risk of possibly getting COVID-19 and having a serious illness. Champaign County here in central Illinois says 100 election judges dropped out of today's primary due to the fears of the coronavirus. Macon County, where Decatur is, lost 70 judges. Tom, I know you're there in Peoria County. What percentage of judges canceled within the past week?
We lost about 40% of our judges in the last week. We had about 160 judges cancel on us.
And was it all due to fears over the virus?
That was the predominant. We always have a handful of people that drop out for other reasons. They don't feel well or an issue with the family. But the vast majority, yes, was directly related to the coronavirus.
How have the cancellations affected your precincts today?
We have a lot of new young judges in our polling places. We put out a call starting last Friday and got a really good response. We have a lot of student judges working. We have a lot of just new judges that are working. And we trained at the last minute. We placed 69 judges just yesterday out of 350.
Doug, I understand you also had some cancellations in DeKalb County, but other folks jumped in to help.
Yeah, we had about 6 to 8 judges that either didn't feel well. There's another flu bug going around up here right now, not the coronavirus. There's just the standard flu going around, so we're having some issues with that. 6 to 8 judges canceled on us, but we're a university county, Northern Illinois University, and we have some people from college that are on spring break and have come home, and they were election judges when they were in high school, so they've called us up, stepped up, and said, what can we do to help? Really great response across DeKalb County of people kicking in, wondering what they can do to help and make this a better situation.
And Kevin, let's talk a little bit about yesterday, you know, the last day of early voting. You certainly, and you kind of alluded to it today, some of the space distancing they're giving voters. What was the scene yesterday as you went around to precincts on the last day of early voting?
Well, city officials here have really put a big push for early voting before today's election as they try to encourage social distancing. And yesterday, if you went by the Rockford Board of Elections early voting site, you'd see a line, you know, wrapping, you know, maybe 20, 30 yards outside the building. Not all of that was because it was a huge early voting rush. In fact, most of it was just because they were enforcing that 6-foot social distancing rule. So you had, you know, just 20 or 30 people in line could really stretch that thing along around the block. And it doesn't look like we have a high uptick in early voting. In fact, it's pretty much on pace as of what we learned yesterday from past presidential primaries.
Doug, when it comes to the facilities, the voting booths, what have you done to ensure the safety of election judges and voters there in DeKalb County?
We have provided hand sanitizer for every precinct. We also have provided sanitation wipes. The wipes, the election judges have been given informational material from the DeKalb County Health Department on how to stay safe, healthy hygiene habits, and what to do with the equipment. Some of the equipment is sensitive to how it's cleaned, so we need to be careful with that. But I think all our judges have been informed. They have we provided them with that information at all the polling places. As I'm going around today to the polling places, I'm seeing that they've posted that for the voters to read. I'm seeing judges cleaning pens and equipment and booths at our senior centers. The senior center people have their cleaning people there that are sanitizing. It almost looks like every hour they're going through and wiping things down. So I am feeling very confident that everybody has stepped up and is following the information given out by the health departments and working to make this a safe environment.
We're speaking with DeKalb County Clerk Recorder Doug Johnson, Thomas Bride, the Executive Director of the Peoria County Election Commission, and Kevin Haas, Metro Editor with Rockford Register-Star newspaper. We know it's convenient for older voters to have a polling place in their senior care facilities, but with COVID-19 being such a threat to seniors in particular, many places had to move polling places. Tom, I understand that's the situation where you are in Peoria County.
Yeah, we were contacted by one of the three that we used last Tuesday, and at that point we reached out to the other two locations, and we ended up moving three polling places and the voters associated with that to other polling places last Tuesday. The nice thing is being a little proactive, we were able to notify all the affected voters by mail.
Doug, you spoke with directors of senior centers in your area. What did you say to them to reassure them that today's vote will be safe?
Well, one of the issues I had with moving polling places out of senior centers would be that I would have had to have moved them to another polling place, which in effect would have just compounded the issue of more voters in a small area. And so we made the determination when talking with the senior centers that it was better to keep their residents in that polling place along with the residents that live around that polling place and just do an added extra effort of sanitizing. The other thing we did is in the senior centers where the polling places are located is segregated away from the rest of the general population. There's barriers that have been set up to keep the general public from wandering off into the facility or any of the residents of the facility to be out wandering around with the people that are coming in. So, you know, with those segregation and those sanitation issues put in place, the senior center directors and myself, the city of DeKalb, and other health officials believed that we were covering all bases.
Now, yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker defended the decision to hold the Illinois primary today, despite the school, bar, and restaurant closures he's mandated to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Here's what he had to say.
At those polling places, there really won't be too many people at any given time, so people can really feel safe, just like when they go to the store, to the grocery store to buy something, or they, you know, go to a local store at any given time. You know, it's not jam-packed with people.
We should mention Arizona and Florida are also holding primaries today. Ohio's public health director ordered the polls closed as a public health emergency. Tom, you're the leader of the Peoria County Election Commission. Do you think the governor made the right call to keep the primary going today?
I agree that it's a really difficult call to make. I think it probably was the right decision just because of the chaos it could have caused if you were to cancel it. I mean, as of right now, we had more people vote early than we've had vote on Election Day. And I think Illinois has a very strong vote by mail and early voting process. And if you cancel that, I don't know. I mean, or you postpone it, that drags it out longer. And I think you really get into pretty confusing territory. And also understanding that we deliver everything the day before. Most jurisdictions do too. If you call it the night before, everything's already sitting out there. And then you start to have some concerns about having the equipment delivered and try how to communicate to people in the confusion. I think it got down to the point where it was just too late to change it.
Doug, what precautions are you taking when it comes to counting ballots tonight in DeKalb County?
Well, we don't count the physical ballots. The machines that we have set up are the ones that do that, and it's a scanner, and then there's a USB drive in there that we use to upload the results. The only time we will use the paper ballots that we have to make an actual count is if there was a protest or problems with the equipment. So uploading the USB drive, of course, you can use sanitation facilities, but, you know, the technicians that put those in and I'll be taking them out are the same people that are taking them out. So there hasn't been a lot of touching by other people or contact by other people with that information.
And do you think the governor made the right choice by going forward with the primary today?
Yes, I do. The cost to the taxpayers for us to try and redo this, or not redo, but to pull all the equipment back in, redo it and everything and get it sent back out would have been horrendous. The confusion to the voters, plus the voter apathy that might have been put in place by people getting upset with that. So I believe it was the right call on the governor. I'm hoping that this will be over soon and we can go back on to regular life.
Kevin, I know many of us journalists expect to go to election night watch parties for different candidates tonight as they wait for results and reaction. How has the need for social distancing changed for that tonight?
Yeah, the local GOP and the Democratic Central Committee in Winnebago County both called off their watch parties as per the recommendations. And in fact, it's just a different animal than we're used to from the news side. You know, we're all essentially working from the field or from home tonight rather than in a central newsroom setting. So it's a little bit different for us as journalists as we track down information online and in other ways than we may have normally in past elections.
And Doug, I understand you've seen you saw an uptick in early voting this year. Do you attribute that to coronavirus concerns or other factors?
Well, I think it's both. I think the coronavirus and the media coverage of it and the fact that the media was saying to get out, I think there was more coverage pushing early voting by the media because of the virus. So I don't know if you call that the virus or just the media input, but it seems we had a lot more free advertising to get the word out to come in and early vote. And I think I would put it to that more so than the virus.
Tom, what about you? Have you seen an increase in voting by mail or absentee ballots?
We did. We saw an increase. The voting by mail has been increasing pretty much every election, at least as a percentage. But we saw a spike of about 40% of early voting from the primary in 2016, and we saw a significant increase in the vote by mail and a spike right at the end. I think directly related, and the spike in early voting directly related to the concerns that were out there. And I also agree that the media was talking a lot about early.
Well, we've been talking with DeKalb County Clerk Recorder Doug Johnson, Thomas Ride, the Executive Director of the Peoria County Election Commission, and Kevin Haas, Metro Editor with the Rockford Register-Star newspaper, about the effect of coronavirus concerns on today's primary. I know it's a very busy day. Thank all three of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up after the break, the past fall, the Chicago Public Library System eliminated late fees and removed outstanding debt for library patrons. They're just one of several library systems here in Illinois that are moving away from charging late fees. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Stay tuned. You're listening to The 21st.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.